Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah. Ooh-wee. Welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, verse 20, and that abbreviation acronym for M period, A period, N period is Music Activism News. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. If you're sending in any music or any commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can, unless we get a lot of phone callers. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can call back or press one. Now, I was going to give you a top 10 for music, entertainment, and events from a Monday to a Monday, but I'm going to go to the phone lines because they might have something to say about some of these events, and it'll keep me from being redundant and talking about what's upcoming or what has happened from last week to this week and what may be upcoming. I will let people know that the Common Sense Radio Show airs at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time every Sunday. WERE 1490 AM, that's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. Facebook is Joseph Motley Jr. period. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. You can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio for past episodes. You can check out www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook Pete Weeks, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays. Tomorrow, a special 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time episode on voiceitradio.com where we'll have Junior Blessington. Also, you could Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, YouTube Miss Commentary Cleveland. Also, looking for work, www.templabor.org or thelogtv.com. You can check out the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records We Are Cleveland. That's Power Groove Records. We Are Cleveland. Twitter is Al Porter JR1. Now I have three people on the phone line. Since I have three people on the phone lines, I'm going to go straight through. Everybody, make sure you have what you are about to say in order so we can go through all of our phone callers. I'm going to go to the area code of the 937 area code with the 304. Wow, we've got long distance phone call. Is it a bill collector? I don't know about. Well, I'm going straight to 937 with the 304. You're on live. How are you doing out there?
Al, it is so nice to hear that golden voice of yours, Al. I tell you, that voice, whenever I hear it, I feel like I just got surrounded by a cocoon of love. You are amazing. I love your voice.
Oh, man, I'm thanking the creator, and I really am thanking the creator.
We actually got in speechless. Well, Al, this is Rukaya Abdul-Mutakalim with the Musketeer Association. I'm the CEO and founder of the Musketeer Association, and we're putting on an event that will absolutely rock Cleveland, Ohio, on Sunday, May 29th, which is Sunday, May 29th, from 3 to 7 at the Ken Ferguson Civic Center, which is on Lee Road. And it's all concerning human trafficking.
Wow. Is that the trafficking, sex, slavery, pornography, the theme human trafficking, the caravan of survivors speaking out, CSSO project, and interfaith forum event? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, yes, it is. It's all about our situation that we are facing right now, where our children have become the buffet for this absolute wrongful industry. It's a $150 billion industry that has made the children, our children, the buffet to feed themselves and that man-made disease of trauma that they have been infected with. So we are here to stop this because our children are our future. And if we do not stop and get rid of what is making them feel hopeless, making them feel unloved, making them feel as if they are a commodity when they are our future, for us to rise as mankind, a beautiful flower garden of mankind, to the future and beyond, we have got to stop this. Our children are a gift to all of us. And what have we turned them into? What have we turned them into? An object to be what? Terrorized? They terrorize them, and then they expect their children not to respond back after they begin to realize that no one cares for them? That they've been turned into sex objects for the pleasures of those who themselves have were sex objects when they were children? No, we've got to stop that. We have to stop that now. And that's why I'm here with you.
And I appreciate you all because you're talking about ending the man-made disease of trauma, thus bringing an end to the pandemic of violence. And as I look at this, you broke down on your flyer. I love the flyer because you put down the theme, human trafficking, and then you let us know in parentheses, sex trafficking, forced labor, debt bondage, domestic servitude, strip club dancing, porn, etc. This is a very large undertaking. Talk to me about why you feel determined to deal with this.
Because one of the things that happened to my family that brought me to the reality, far more the reality of what is happening to all our children, is that my son was out here trying to fight this exact situation. He just went to a neighborhood just to try to stop this madness. and his life was taken. And when I looked to find out why the three assailants, a 14-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 25-year-old that led those children to doing this horrible crime that they did, and it was merciless, too, on top of that, because he was still alive, and they had his cell phone, and they didn't have even the empathy to call 911, and he was still alive. When I saw what happened to my son, and then I saw who did this to him, I saw these baby faces, and I had to ask what happened to those children, because they were children. They literally were children, the baby faces. One was scared and lost. He had never committed a crime in a day in his life. And the other one was hardened because he had already been through so much already and been in the system. What happened to them? And when I looked, I mean, I literally, Al, I lifted up the curtain and I saw a sea, an abysmal sea of all types of molestation, of bullying, degradation. I saw humiliation. I saw parents selling their own children to get a fix. I'm like, what has happened? When children are not born for that, nor are they born in a manner where they're hurting themselves now, where they pick up a weapon and hurt themselves and or others. Children are born with five beautiful things, Al. They're born with light in their eyes, joy in their voice, hope in their hearts, a curious mind, and they're always reaching up. Reaching up means that you're going for something higher, better. Our children are losing that. They have lost that. This is why this pandemic of violence has become violently, increasingly, and so overtly. They're doing it in the open with no care. And they are being led by the very people themselves who were humiliated, who were bullied, who were molested long ago. And we keep this chain going. We know we must break that chain. We must bring it to an end, cut that cord, and free our children. Because that is not the way we are supposed to be living. Not at all.
That is...
Go ahead.
No problem. I was going to say that is so touching and telling. Can you please... I see a lot of callers here who will hear this, and I know a lot of people online who will hear this. Please tell us where we need to be this Sunday, May 29th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
At the Ken Ferguson Civic Center. Now, I know all of you are talking about it's Memorial Day. It's with the family. Well, you can bring the family and be with us. And see why this industry has taken over and has made our children the buffet. So please come on Sunday, May 27th. We're only asking a little bit of your time, and I promise you it will be like no other event you've ever seen before. And we are bringing a way for you to see the truth, to stop it right where it is. It starts. And believe it, everyone. Starting in the home. We've got to stop it right there, right now. Our children, every child is our future. And they are crying out to us in the only way they know how, for help. You think they're not, but they are. Because they didn't come out with weapons in their hands. They didn't come out lying, stealing, cheating, hating. They didn't come out like that, gentlemen and ladies. So what happened to them? And it starts right in the home. It starts with us. Please
Thank
come.
You so much. Thank
Al,
you.
I'm gonna
and
look
I want
for you to be with us.
I hear you. And I humbly thank the Musketeer Association and their partners for presenting this event. and families are definitely invited to attend this worthwhile
it's
event.
It's free. It's free.
Thank
if you're
you.
Wondering, what's it cost? It's free. It's
there
free
it
for your heart to be set free. It's free to allow your children to rise. Allow you to rise above the trauma and do magnificent things that you were created to do. Our ancestors are out there showing us we were not created that way. Please come, everyone. You will not
Thank
waste
you.
Your Memorial Day, I promise. Al, you rock. I can't wait to hear more things from you.
Thank you so much. I'm very humbled, and please continue the excellent work that you all are doing.
It is my honor and my pleasure. One for all and all for one. We are here.
You know something? I hear you, and I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, as I let this particular call go, just know that the Musketeer Association, they're responsible for quite a few of my listeners on this show who'll be taking a bus trip to Washington, to D.C. On the 18th. But right now, I'm going to take it back to this event that's coming up on Sunday, May 29th, 2022, Ken Ferguson Civic Center, 4071 Lee Road, Suite B4, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128. Legendary Ward 1. Let's go through and see. I see all of my phone callers. We'll get to them. Have your thoughts in order as I go to the 440-320. 440 area code with the 3, the 2, the 0. How you doing out there?
How you doing, everybody on Radio Land? Her name is Delangelis Brende Former. I'm saying hi to everybody out there. God bless you and keep you. That is also an event of the Memorial Day weekend. Bless the Whole Baptist Church, Pastor Donnie Twyman, and MW Company Production, meaning Willie Glover and Mary Glover Production, is bringing Fire. Fire, the group is saying Jesus Will Fix It. They're playing on 94.5 every day. I think it's the top 10 in the Billboard collection in the United States right now. Tickets are $10. Early bird specials are. And at the door, it's $15. I repeat, $10 for the ticket early bird special. And at the door, the 28th, which is Saturday, 2022, at 6 o'clock. The doors will be open at 5 o'clock. The address is 80804 Buckeye Road, which is Blessed Whole Baptist Church, which is the pastor, Johnny Twyman. And his gospel will be singing. Mary Glover and Company, and many more and others behind me will be singing on the scenes. And special guests, like I said, Group of Fire out of Newark, New Jersey. The Group of Fire will be there. All right, I'm ready to say whatever you need to tell me to say, Al. Go ahead.
All right. I appreciate you for letting us know that. As a matter of fact, what else is going on?
This is sponsored by the Youth Department of Bless the Whole Baptist Church with Pastor Johnny Twyman. It's over, and he is giving it in WM, which means it stands for Willie and Mary Glover Production. They put on a lot of gospel shows and events around here in the Cleveland area.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're bringing in another 2 or 3 weeks now. My mistake is going to be at the Cannon Spirits of Arcane, Mississippi. Was going to be Harvey Watkins in the Canyon Spiritual. Remember them?
Yeah.
They are coming to Cleveland in 2 more weeks. They will be here, too.
Got you.
And,
what calls
I forgot to put the telephone numbers. Okay.
Please
so the first telephone number is Reverend Pastor Donnie Twyman for the Youth Department, 216-791-0485. I repeat, 216-791-0485. And Willie Glover and Mary Glover, a production, their number is 216-926-8915. 216-926-8915. Thank you. And I'm back on the radio with Al. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, I appreciate that. Before you go, is there anything else you'd like to add to the table?
Oh, I'd like to say I enjoyed the lady that was speaking about that, what she was saying. It's really sad. It's so sad. You know, it's like, you know, people forgot where they really come from. And all I can say is don't stop praying. Keep on praying and pressing your way, because the end will be. The end will be. And over for the step and to be together, we have to come together, number one, and peace and love and happiness.
I thank you very much, and I appreciate your excitement. I do. I'm very serious about that. We need that type of excitement, because there are a lot of times people will say, oh, gospel music, I guess, is cool, but that's kind of corny. And you just came through, and I appreciate how you only came through on this program, but you brought that excitement and that energy that has let me know maybe I need to be there.
Okay, don't forget, like I said, it's Saturday, May the 28th, Memorial Day weekend at 6 o'clock. The doors will open at 5 o'clock, and early bird tickets are $10, and at the door is $15, and I would say the special guest will be the group Fire out of Newark, New Jersey. And the song, the hit song on the billboards right now, Jesus Will Fix It.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that excitement, and I have the information. So now it looks like I'll be busy Saturday and Sunday. So I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless.
God bless. You know, she has such a phenomenal voice. I have to do whatever I can to get Brenda Fulmer to at least give us an acapella within the next couple of Mondays, at least an acapella or poetry or what have you. But I'm going to go to the 216-270 number. 216-270. How are you doing out there?
Good. I'm doing wonderful. This is Dontez Taylor.
Talk to me, Dontez Taylor.
How are you? This is the Lord has made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. That coming up is the 20th annual Gospel Spoke 2022 anniversary that will be at Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station on 930 Kinsman in Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. On Sunday, June the 26th, 2022, doors open at 2. Dinner starts at 2:30. First program starts at 4, and we will have Ronnie B. Don Forgiven at 7:15. We will have Lil Swanson, and will be our host. And tickets are $15, $15, $15 early bird special. Tickets are $15 until June 5th, 2022. Then they go up to $20. And our special guest group will be none other than the Flesh Month Singers. All the way from Clean, Ohio, we have Al Porter Jr. We have Chosen Vessels. We have Reverend Pelham Thinking Butts going to be out there. And we have the Visual Evangel Praise Team and many, many more groups and solos will be out here. And we got a presentation going on out here too. And kitchen will be open to sell dinners to the public. Yes, yes. For more information, you can contact Dontez Taylor at 216-270-2019 to get your early bird special tickets at 216-270-2019. Or you can call K&M Christian Bookstore at 216-541-0002. Come on out. And we will have it live on the Art McCoy Common Sense Show. He will be live there. And God bless.
All
and
right.
I hope to see you out here. And tickets are going fast.
Thank you so much for giving us the detailed report. I appreciate you. Thank you.
That's right. That's right. Because I'm having this to win souls to Christ, so we can win souls to Christ and make it better out here for our people out here in our community and everything else. All we need to do is link together and work together and make it better out here for our people. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure we get our kids together and everything else and all that great stuff. And y'all have a blessed day and a prosperous day, too. And we're going to have a great time out here in the city. Don't forget June 26th, though, because June 26th is I'm the only person that's got something going on that day. God bless.
God bless. I like that, too. He picked a day when nothing else is going on. We appreciate you for doing that. That's very, very smart. 216-324-216-324. How are you doing?
Hello, Brother Alfred. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. What about you?
I'm blessed. As always, I'm blessed. I wanted to speak on the Musketeers Association and the Mother Queen. Right now, this is something that we truly need. They say that we have the women's movement and the Me movement and all this stuff is going on right now. And I want to make an apology to all the women out there on behalf of a real gentleman that exists, like yourself, like myself. This is not a movement for you. We're going back to what we need to have been going back to, and that's respecting and knowing the importance of the women that we have. We need to understand something, in my humble opinion, okay? Everyone keeps talking about us being unified. The only way we're going to be unified, we've been at this struggle since Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. My current book that I just got copyrighted, it's called The Rise of the Phoenix, The Illusions Revealed. I go into all the different illusions that we have around us. One of the biggest illusions that we have, in my humble opinion, is the fact that our history starts with being dropped off by a ship 400 years ago. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
When I say the word European to you, what comes to your mind?
Okay. Old time, when that is said, go ahead, break it down.
Okay, exactly. We automatically think of Caucasians, but there's a channel out there, and it's called Straight Up, okay? Put this down, people. Okay, it is called People We Assumed Were White. Okay? We have a European descendants as well, people. We need to understand that when we go back before Woodrow Wilson, 1913, Woodrow Wilson literally whitewashed our government. And we need to understand something about the so-called the racists that are out there and whatnot. They are just as ignorant to the truth of the history of their own people as we are of our own people. We have got to stop going with this us against them. You understand what I'm saying? It has been us against them for the last 60 years. And one of the most important things that Malcolm X and any other great leader has ever said is the way that we will advance is by knowledge. And the knowledge is out there. Stop using the internet to shop. If you have a question, my father-in-law automatically, I mean, Google is his best friend. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
you can
I do.
Find out all the information that you need. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
In my book consists of learning our language. I don't know if any of you out there know anything about the Willie Lynch letters. I have an edited version in my book where I break down to you. You understand what I'm saying? That it is in a formula. It is a formula for controlling a people. There is not one race out there that has not subjugated their own people. So first, let's stop talking about being victims. Secondly, when are we going to transcend and understand? If you go, we go. Okay? All for one, one for all. That goes across the platform. Understand something. We have been taught 7,000 to 10,000 years worth of history in a 3 billion year time period. We have all these different ancient artifacts, runes, and everything else that are out there, and we have them congested, which is why it does not seem real, why it seems fictional, why we cannot grasp it, because in truth, we do not have an honest grasping of what time truthfully is. I dare you one day just to sit for 1 minute silent and still and see how long that takes. When we educate ourselves, we can also educate others if they want to be educated. And see, that's the kicker. Do we truly want to do everything that's necessary to become? See, this is what is meant by any means necessary. Better yourself, better your knowledge, better everything about yourself. I respect the religious aspect that is out there. But let me ask you a question. If a family that prays together stays together, what happens if they are reading from a different book? There are 28 different versions of the Bible. This is covered in my book.
Yes.
I'm not asking you to question your religion. I'm not asking you to question your faith, but for you to understand, we all have been allowed to have a certain amount of information taught to us over the years. In my history studies, I have found out that Woodrow Wilson literally whitewashed the government. This man sat down, the 28th president sat down and wrote 10 new volumes of history. Do y'all know that? And this is the history that we have been gone on. They completely whitewashed our European history. And oh, by the way, back in the day before 1911, white did not mean race or color. White meant statue. That meant educated. That meant lords and dukes. That meant what is referred to as swarthy, dark skin, not black, not white, but back then they had the proper word, and it was referred to as swarthy. Now, I'm going to throw out some names or a name to you that is going to really trip you out. And again, I want you to please look up Straight Talk and find out this gentleman goes through old documents, the Library of Congress, books that are in the Harvard, Yale library systems and different things like this. And what he tells us to do is to look for three features in old documents that describe some of our great leaders, like Edgar Allan Poe, like Daniel Webster, not Noah Webster, Daniel Webster.
Okay.
Like Thomas Jefferson. By the way, Thomas Jefferson, all of us, you understand that you want to talk about the black side of Thomas Jefferson and did he do this, that, and the other? Well, Thomas Jefferson in 1897 was described as a swarthy or dark-skinned gentleman. Abraham Lincoln, in his second biography, he wrote three different ones. In his second biography, he describes himself as a dark-skinned, woolly, curly-haired gentleman of long stature. You need to understand and find out that when we start looking back at these so-called American heroes, when we go to all these different encyclopedias, that's been whitewashed. A lot of those images are not even the original images, thanks to Woodrow Wilson, of the real people. Before 1913, understand this, the government was already desegregated. We had vice presidents of presidents that were swarthy. They didn't consider themselves African because of the fact that you have to understand we all come from the origin of Africa. We were out sailing and on this continent way before 1492 with Christopher Columbus. As a matter of fact, any indigenous people, including the quote-unquote indigenous Native Americans, started off by being African. This is your history. You are made up of lords, dukes, kings, pharaohs. But we don't teach this to our children. We also need to educate it to ourselves. And then we could have a new start for our children. And she's right. They are the closest thing. We have forgotten what having a child is about because it's just common. They didn't ask to be here, just like they said. But there are further abuses, and all these abuses are because we are put against each other. There's only 1% that we truthfully are racist against, and those are the ones that want to control our lives and make us do what they want us to do. The rest of us are the 99% poor people. White nor black is a color. And black in Egypt, albino is the purest white. Every albino in any continent looks pretty much the same. So the spectrum of color. Go ahead, please.
No. Finish that with the spectrum of color.
The spectrum of color has been around forever. It has nothing to do with bloodline per se. It has to do with pigmentation, orientation, and environment. Second point, hereditary psychosis. We do have to break that chain. If you have somebody out there that you call a mother, or she's like a sister or a brother, or she's like a mother to me, that person has proven to you that they are family, then they deserve that title. If you have somebody in your family that has that title and they are misabusing you, take that title away from them. They don't deserve it. They don't know how special you are. And everybody out there needs to know that they are special and they are cared for by somebody, even if it's a stranger on the street.
I have to go to other phone callers, but since I have had the pleasure of reading your book, so has Dr. Professor Art McCoy, and since I've had the pleasure of hearing you speak many times over, before you leave, please let people know how they can get a copy of the must-have book.
We are currently in the progress of getting it published and printed up and whatnot, but what I would like for you to do is to find me One Man's Opinion by Vashawn, V-A-S-H-A-W-N, middle initial F as in Frank, last name Head, H-E-A-D. Google me, people. I'm on YouTube. I'm on SoundCloud. My first book has one of the short stories on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
The book that I have coming out right now, it has videos in it. I have links to videos, to karaoke, to music, to history, to my life and dealing with the Santa Claus line slaying here back in the 70s with Terrence Howard's family. So all that's going to be in this. You can also find me on headartworks.online. Headartworks.online. Blessings to you. Namaste and much love as always, family. Remember that. Together we stand, divided we fall. You go, we go.
I appreciate the call. We look forward to, as the book is released, I'm looking forward to being at the book signing. I truly do. So thank you for the phone call. And I appreciate that particular brother as well for calling in. This has been a very powerful show so far. Let me go to the 601 area code with the 513. 601 area code with the 513. Let me check and see. Okay. Looks like it might be an all right phone call. Either that or maybe one of the places where I have stayed and did not pay a bill has finally lucked up and found out that I was in the 216-440 area code. In that case, my name is not Al Porter. It's Sammy Jackson. 601 area code with the 513.
No, you don't owe me no money, or no, you did not stay at my establishment, so you're okay. How's it going?
Okay, then it's Al Porter, not Sammy. How are you doing,
yeah.
Mr. Presidential Candidate?
Oh, hey, I know it's a money, but you're making me feel good right now. How are you doing, Brother Al? Yes, Brother
Candidate. I'm doing excellent. And the reason I'm doing excellent, let's put it out here, that as a candidate, presidential candidate, I know you have to wait
history.
To declare. I know.
History.
But
history, what I did before I fully declare, but I'm going for it.
I know. And so the reason I say that is to hear you in such an excellent mood and attitude is very, very refreshing. We need that. We need that from you. So talk to us about anything you need to. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'll put everything in less than 6 minutes. Quite a few people who researched me and recently contacted me, Republicans who voted for Trump, even some of white people who hated Trump or didn't like him or don't even like Biden, had the same question. They asked me, who are you? It just seemed like you just came out the blue. And
right.
I'm like, no. I didn't come out the blue. So I want to reillustrate who I am, why I ran for president, why I'm running again in 5 minutes. I announced my run 2 weeks after 2018, at the end of November 2018. Donald Trump shows up on Facebook pretending he's one of my white cousins 13 days after I announced, before I signed any paperwork, before I got any donations, before I even asked for donations. He shows up. McKinney's one of my white cousins because that's the reason I was running, because of unity. I didn't know I was kin to George Washington. I know I was kin to these white people. You know, I know I was kin to these white people, but I didn't know I was kin to these historic white people.
Mm-hmm.
Robert
right.
Lee. Trump knew that. That's why he contacted me, pretending he's one of my cousins. He threatened my life. If anybody in Cleveland knows about those military helicopters in December 2018 over there in the projects over there in St. Matthew and Kinsman, flying around that night, that's what happened at the end when I didn't show up and did what he did, what he wanted me to do. So I fought hard for 3-4 years to try to get my story out. I've done Freedom of Information Acts 3 times, once under Trump, the last year, and then twice in the Bible. They both trying to cover it up. And recently, I just filed my $2 billion lawsuit downtown, February 18th, Black History Month. They told me, well, you're going to have your trial date and all that. And all of a sudden, they took it all away.
Yes.
And it's online. Just take a look at LandonHamCase.com. You have to look through it, but you'll see it. Or the party with the people on Facebook. And I'm like, they're really trying to cover this up. And they don't realize they're playing checkers with me and I'm playing chess with them. I've already thought this move 20 moves ahead. All I had to do was have the patience. I ain't give a doggone if you believe me at first or not. Now I got enough that there's a cover-up. You can see what Donald Trump did to keep power January 6th. Can you blame me if he can say he can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and get away with it to keep power or to get power? You don't think he'd come after me and I ran? This is the time to wake up, America. They cut off Donald Trump and everybody else under him on Twitter and everything else, but not me. They slowed me down, but they ain't shut me up. There's a reason why.
Exactly.
I need black leaders to contact me. For some reason, I don't know if they're playing the Underground Railroad or whatever, but I need to hear something from somebody. 400 years is on my shoulders as a black man. Don't let. And I'm gonna say this as a people. Don't let, as that Landonham name, and I'm communicating with these white people, doesn't mean I forget who I am or forget our history. I'm trying to find a way to get these white people on board to understand our history in a way that we don't blame them. It's not them. It's those people. But they feel connected more so than they think that we're a monolith. Hello? President Joe Biden, I hope you listen to me. I don't care how you listen to me. Your best advice should have been to contact me after you realized the threat was valid. When the federal judge accepted it, you should have accepted it. You're leaving too many breadcrumbs for me to show the people. And eventually, it's not going to look good for the country later. You said that self-correction is how we overcome adversities of our country. especially when it comes to race. As a black man, what I'm going through, you have not fulfilled your duties as president. And we have to stop looking, and I have to say this as a black man, and I'm not trying to put color into it, but we've been subjected to think a white man is going to save us. We need to take leadership. We need to take the roles, not ask, not beg, not crawl. 400 years, we're done with that. We ain't got to go in the streets and burn stuff down. We use the same method as the Klan and every white nationalist group is using to keep power within our government.
Mm-hmm.
I took the lead on that. A lot of other Americans, black Americans, have done that. But as president, I've been threatened, covered up, conspiracy, espionage, everything that Trump's got to do. Everything. And I'm still speaking. I mean, I don't know what else you want from me, America. But hot dang it, I gave you enough to make you ask some questions. Challenge what I say. Research. Go out there. I'm asking people, can I speak at places, haven't I?
Right.
Brother L? I have not heard a peep, correct?
Yes. No.
So I don't know what it is. 400 years, African Americans, our people have been begging, pleading, marching, fighting, dying. And now we have the spear, me. I don't understand what's going on here. But somebody better wake up and start marching and start doing something. But I'm going to keep doing what I got to do. And eventually the troop will go come out. And that's it. I've already proven enough. BindingHamCase.com. Binding the plane, goinghamcase.com. And you'll see
so
it.
Much.
And I appreciate you, brother.
Hey,
and everybody,
I appreciate you.
Everybody wear your mask and wash your hands. I told people about that when they dropped the mask mandate. Remember that? I'm like,
yes.
What's going to happen? The damn same repeat. All right, then. So we need new, fresh leadership instead of the same old heads in there. That's all I'm saying. God bless each and every one of you, and I hope y'all stay safe.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that message coming through. This has been such a phenomenal program. It really was. I couldn't even do the top 10 coming through because we had more than 3 phone calls. Now I can go back and give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, and it might have some things that's upcoming too, but it's what has been getting the most push in the past 7 days. What got the most push? So far, debuting at number 10 was the THA Black Talk Table. It was a sneak attack program, BWE's program. They were talking about a situation with Mr. Wicked, talking about MCs and support. It got a lot of attention. Number 9, debuting, Black House Sounds, new music, Joseph Motley Jr., YouTube page. He's got a couple of pages, on YouTube of nothing but music. Number 8, debuting, well, you heard from him. The Musketeer Association and their partners present the Trafficking, Sex Slavery, Pornography Caravan of Survivors Speaking Out, CSSO Project, an interfaith forum event. The theme, human trafficking, sex trafficking, forced labor, debt bondage, domestic servitude, strip club, dancing, porn, etc. at the Ken Ferguson Civic Center, 4071 Lee Road, Suite B4, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128, and that's this coming Sunday, May 29th, 3 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Art McCoy University radio show will be covering this extensively. Number 7, debuting, Junior Blessington. That's Junior Blessington. The thing about that is it is a pure program. As Caleb Production presents J.R. Blessington, 52722. The doors open up at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The show is at 8:30 p.m. sharp. Forward Movement, Straight Fire, MC Al Porter from Voice It Radio. There'll be so many guests in the house. It's going to be extremely powerful of an event. I need to let people know that number six debuting, Facebook opening showing. Number five debuting, Facebook, the Lake Erie Cruise and Island Hop 2022. Number four debuting, Facebook, Bone Thugs and Harmony. I believe that's at the Agora. Number three debuting, Karush Park. That was the past Saturday. It was DJ Joe Boom, second annual cookout DJ Cypher in his honor. What could be bigger than that? Because you had CUMR doing host work. You had many DJs there. Hold on. What could be bigger? Number two debuting the past Saturday and Sunday, the Asian Festival. Yeah, that was just a huge event. And number one debuting is all Memorial Day events. For those people who would like Junior Blessington tickets. I talked to Junior Blessington, so he said, let's make it Straight Fire. So, to keep other people from knowing and cheating off of each other, we'll say the first four individuals who hit up the messenger of Alfred Porter, JR period, profile picture of a sheriff's hat. The first ones to send me at least one song that Junior Blessington has done. Send me the link or the title and where it can be found. So you will win a ticket to that great event. With those things being said, you'll even be Straight Fire guest of the evening. With the little time that's left, there have been a lot of things that have happened. One thing's for certain that people might have heard about, I believe 19 News carried it, as the future of traffic cameras is in doubt after Supreme Court ruling. As a decision by the Ohio Supreme Court has local communities crunching the numbers, and it just may mean the end of the controversial cameras. Public safety officials have insisted that the cameras are a safety tool and not just a way to generate revenue for stretched city budgets. But the decision by the court continues to allow the state legislature to reduce funding to communities that operate traffic cameras. Newburgh Heights and East Cleveland fought the state on the matter, claiming the majority of state legislators simply didn't believe in their use and withheld revenue largely as a way to force communities to discontinue their use. This is a systemic, indirect attempt by the legislation to dictate the minutia and make it economically unviable or impossible or imprudent to run any traffic camera program, said Michael Cicero, arguing in front of the Ohio Supreme Court representing Newburgh Heights. The court, in a unanimous decision, didn't agree. The General Assembly, therefore, has exclusive discretion to reduce appropriation of local government funds to a municipality in the amount that the municipality has collected in fines from citations issued based on the operations of traffic cameras, wrote Justice Sharon Kennedy. Newburgh Heights and Mayfield Village are currently reevaluating their traffic camera programs and have currently suspended the use of the cameras. Now, in other words, I'm going to go to my 10-foot step ladder on my soapbox, just a 10-foot step ladder, to let you know real quick that we were right when Black on Black Crime Incorporated went out there and fought alongside the Stop the Cameras red light, speed light, camera traps. We went out there based on the fact that it was unconstitutional, because instead of you going to court to argue for yourself in front of a judge, you had to go in front of a traffic court representative who was going to rule in the city's favor no matter what, and you weren't able to question things about calibration of cameras or what have you. That is, in effect, unconstitutional, and that is why we went out there as an organization, and Black on Black Crime Incorporated was able to win that. Maple Heights, as well as the city of Cleveland, voted down the cameras in those cities. Things went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is basically speaking, ruled in our favor, which is a blessing. Before we leave out, another story, why do we do what we do? Well, this next person came to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting as a mom fights for justice after babysitter charged with assault of 3-month-old. What had happened was that the mom of a baby girl fighting for justice, claiming the infant's babysitter abused her nearly to death. Police arrested 51-year-old Teresa Lawson in this case back in November. Court records show Lawson of Cleveland has been charged with felonious assault, domestic assault, and 3 counts of endangering children. Lawson has pleaded not guilty, according to the records of the court. Now, Rashay Henderson, the baby's mom, said Zaya had a traumatic brain bleed, bruises, stroke, seizures, and a broken rib after being watched by Lawson. "You almost took the only person that I love, the one child that I have," Henderson said. "From the outside, you can't tell what happened to Zaya, just 9 months old now. She's a really happy baby. She started to move a lot now," Henderson said. It's been 6 months since Henderson said she was badly beaten. She had severe bruises all over her face, neck, back, and butt, Henderson said. "It's been a long path to recovery. Zaya still needs medication and therapy every week, and it's not over. She's been fighting for her, and I'm going to keep fighting for her because she needs justice. She was 3 months, so she could not speak for herself," Henderson said. And back in November, Henderson dropped Zaya off to a trusted family member's house on Cleveland's west side to babysitter when she went to work an overnight shift. So it wasn't a mom going out to party. She was going to work to provide for her family. She called to check on her every 2 hours. At some point the next day, Henderson said her family member, Teresa Lawson, told her over the phone there had been an accident. Her baby rolled off the bed. Henderson said she rushed Zaya to the hospital, and the police told her the baby didn't fall. She was beaten. She wasn't moving. We made it to the hospital so that it was likely really traumatizing to see her. And then she was like doing like a little jerk with her leg, and she couldn't even move her eyes or anything. It was really, really disturbing. And I remember getting those phone calls from Shay. I remember getting those phone calls from Shay's mom. That would have been Zaya's grandmother. And seeing the pictures and the videos. And I'm glad that we talked to the police department, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, survivor victims of tragedy. Survivors, victims of tragedy. I was glad that we as organizations did that, because in court Tuesday at a final pretrial, they approached Lawson and her attorney for a comment seeking justice. "That's all we're doing," her attorney Jean Michael Goyne said. "Well, we're going to see how things go, because the trial was delayed because justice for Zaya is exactly what the mom wants. But Lawson is out on bond right now wearing an ankle monitor, and she rejected a plea deal. So that's why this is going on as it is. I thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you. What I'll do is go out with some HJS until it's time to go. Thank you very much. Always.
Switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years done passed with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. Speaking from the heart, many false starts, but I know the reason for the off. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win by MCN. Because I just can't stop 20 million different styles, but it's all hip-hop. So I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear, pimping, this is the year. Yeah, yeah, cause HAS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.